In the NFL, Jay Cutler hit Martellus Bennett for a pair of touchdowns while throwing for 225 yards and no interceptions in the Chicago Bears' 27-19 win over the New York Jets. Ryan Mundy returned an interception 45 yards for a touchdown to put the Bears ahead to stay just 32 seconds into the game. The 1-2 Jets lost despite outgaining the 2-1 Bears 414 yards to 257. Ravens owner Steve Biscotti has criticized a report that suggests he and other team officials tried to persuade the NFL to be lenient on Ray Rice after the running back was arrested for knocking out his then-fiancée in an Atlantic City hotel elevator. Biscotti spoke Monday after ESPN reported last week that the owner, President Dick Cass, and general manager Ozzie Newsome pushed Commissioner Roger Goodell for leniency on their star running back. Biscotti says their accusations didn't jibe with what we know is fact. The owner also said, "What's obvious is the majority of the sources work for Ray. They are building a case for reinstatement." In Major League Baseball, in the American League, the Yankees blanked Baltimore 5-0. Derek Jeter began his final series at Yankee Stadium by breaking open the game with a two-run double, and he had three RBIs to lead the Yankees to victory. Elsewhere, Toronto blew out Seattle 14-4. Texas beat Houston 4-3. Oakland doubled up the Angels 8-4. Boston had a day off. The Detroit Tigers' lead in the American League Central is down to one game over Kansas City with six to play as the Chicago White Sox beat the Tigers 2-0 in Detroit. Speaking of the Royals, Cleveland edged Kansas City in a doubleheader 4-3 in 10 in the first game, and the Royals shut out Cleveland 2-0 in the second. In the National League, Pittsburgh blanked Atlanta 1-0, St. Louis shut out the Cubs 8-0, San Diego won against Colorado 1-0, and San Francisco topped the Dodgers 5-2 in 13. The Mets had a day off. The Atlanta Braves have fired general manager Frank Wren less than 24 hours after being eliminated from the National League playoff race. Former Major League executive and MLB Network analyst John Hart has been named as the team's interim general manager. Wren was in his 15th season with the Braves and his 7th as the club's general manager. The Braves have been one of baseball's biggest disappointments this season. A half game behind the Washington Nationals for the NL East lead on July 29th, Atlanta plummeted out of contention by winning just 18 of its next 49 games. Incoming baseball commissioner Rob Manfred and Players Association head Tony Clark have been selected to participate in a new Major League Baseball committee tasked with decreasing the times of the games. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.